Hello, everyone. My name is Nathan Fernandez from the Barn, from the O Canada Soccer Show on the Barn Burner TV Network and Zingo TV Channel 250. Please remember to download both the Barn Burner and Zingo TV apps in their respective iOS and Android app stores. While you download, please make sure to rate and leave a comment, and remember, both apps are free. Zingo TV is also available on Google Chromecast, Amazon Fire, Fire TV Sticks, Roku, Roku Sticks, and on all smart TVs 2016 and forward. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nathan Fernandez, and welcome to another edition of the O Canada Soccer Show. Today, as you can see, I'm by myself. Thivian, he's got midterms again, and he's studying. So, Thivian, all the best on your midterms from myself and I guess everyone watching the show. But guys, don't worry today for this episode. I think I have something pretty fun to talk about today. As most of you know already, there's been no club football. It's we had the international break, and with Canada, there's hasn't been any games for Canada, obviously because of the current COVID restrictions we have in the country. Canada has not been able to play any games. So I thought I'd do something different here. Let me see if I can share my screen now. I'm sure you guys have heard of any soccer fans out there, or in particular FIFA fans, have probably heard of the website Foothead. Now, Foothead is a FIFA gaming website where you can go on and check like FIFA Ultimate Team stuff, like cards and everything with that. So they have this cool feature called FUT Generations, where you can go through and look at all the different types of cards that have been released throughout FIFA from beginning all the way to now, FIFA 21. And with FUT Generations, they allow you to build teams using cards from every single game. So I thought for today's episode, we could kind of go through the FIFA cards and see what is the best possible Canada squad we could build out of these Canadian players and their cards. So first up, starting with formation. Yeah, there's a few formations we could go with. There's a 4-2-3-1, which Canada normally plays with, as well as the three at the back. So you're looking at maybe the 3-1-4-2, or like, but I think personally, when I play FIFA, I love to play with CAM and some wingers. So I thought, why not? Like, because Canada has a lot of wingers, and I'm sure that we'll be able to fill out this squad here. So let's start with the start with the, like let's start off with some of the best players we know right now. So I'm going to fill out the bench first. And as you can see over here, if you go to Nations, type in Canada. Obviously there's this personal created card banner here, dog. But the best card overall that Canada, any Canadian player has ever received, as you can see here, is Jonathan David. And this was last year in FIFA 20, where he got a Team of the Year card, and it was 94 and as a CAM. So let's go drop Jonathan David into that CAM spot right there. So as you can see right off the bat, we've got 16 rating increase, 3 chemistry, and 0.5 stars. So that's obviously going to start growing as we start add players. Like, keep in mind that Jonathan David is the best player we've had, Canada has ever had. So all of the ratings are pretty much going to go down from here now. So let's see. I don't know. That's not working. Next up, Alphonso Davies. Right off the bat, great player, has a bright future. Did bits with Bayern Munich last year, winning the treble, the league, the League Cup, the Champions League, and he himself earned a left back card. And as we know from his previous days with Vancouver, he's more of a winger, but obviously with Bayern Munich, there's been a position change there, and he's playing with at left back. And you look at his stats there, 99 pace is insane for a left back, and not a left back, for a player in general. So that's so perfect spot, like, I think, for Alphonso Davies. Not to worry, we do have I'm sure there are going to be other left wingers to pick, so not to worry there. Next card you probably saw already was Atiba Hutchinson, center defensive mid here. Let's put him right there. Now, with this card, you can kind of switch around positions. So let's see if we can switch him to a center mid just to bump up the chemistry there to 27 now. It's got some orange links. That's because they're all Canadian. 42 ratings, so that's gone up quite quickly. And let's see, the next player is going to be, doesn't play anymore, but legend in his own is Dwayne Di Rosario. Canadian legend, currently Canada's all-time goal scorer, but at the rate Jonathan David is going, like you'd expect him to maybe take over. Di Rosario has a center attacking mid card, but as you saw before with the position change, we can go ahead and change him to a center mid. So there, we got our midfield filled out. Two really strong players in Atiba Hutchinson and Jonathan David. Obviously, Jonathan David, now we know him as that striker who's scoring goals, but last year for Ghent, he also played the role of a provider. And then we have Dwayne Di Rosario to shore it up. So you go through this list. We've already gone through four of the possible 11 players for this team. And you can see that Jonathan David, 94, Alphonso Davies, 92. There's a little bit of a drop to Atiba Hutchinson at 87, but between David and Di Rosario, that's a significant drop of almost 11 rating points. So we know that with David and Davies being the current, being at the such young players now, we expect them to have great cards. But for this team right now, you can see right off the bat that those are like, we're not really going to get much better than that. So let's see here. Who is next? Got a bit of lag here from the website. I don't know if that's my laptop or. Here. So, what is going on? But yeah, if you saw that quickly, you would guess that the next player is going to be Junior Hoilett. Junior Hoilett now playing for Cardiff City. Played for Queen's Park Rangers. Been that player who's had opportunity, like joined the Canadian national team pretty late, but eventually, like he started to make his way into the team now. He's obviously a much older player on the squad, but sure, like still a great player. And I don't know how much longer he's going to be with this national team, but still, he's a great player to have in the squad. You can see here he's got an 82 left winger card, but also an 81 right mid card. Now, I'm going to go with the 81 right mid card. Now, the reason being is I know that there are other left wingers who are pretty good as well, but not a lot of right midfielders or right wingers. As we know, like with Canada, we don't really have that much coverage on that wing spot. There's been talks of maybe getting Michael Patrasso back in to that spot, or even like Marco Bustos, players from the CPL, because playing in Europe and playing in the MLS, we don't really have any right mids right now. The talk is Tejon Buchanan from New England Revolution. He's a right mid, but in this game in FIFA, he hasn't received such a great card. So we're going to go with the Junior Hoilett card right there. You know what? Actually, why don't we just search by positions here so we don't have to. Oh man, I just hate lags so much. There, finally. Oh my goodness. Okay, So now we're gonna go by positions instead, I think. So left wing. Now that we've got a right wing, let's go with left wing. So I think, first of all, here. So if we type in Canada, there I already know who the player is gonna be, but I'm sure you guys might know yet. So the player is going to be Scott Arfield. Scott Arfield is having a great year this year with Rangers in the Scottish Premier League. He actually just got Canadian Player of the Month, Men's Player of the Month. So I expect him to get much better cards along the way. But here you can see that he's got an 80 left forward card. The reason he got that card is not because of performance-wise, but because when COVID-19 hit in during the whole FIFA 20 period, they had this thing where even when players weren't playing games, they had this thing where it was almost like a prediction for like who would play or like who they thought would do well. And Scott Arfield earned this 80 left forward card. Now, obviously, like, maybe he didn't deserve it, but like still a great player, and I would still definitely have him in this all-time Canada team. So now we are going to go with strikers. So with strikers, there's a lot of controversy surrounding Canadian strikers, and I would say there's a lot of people you could choose. Obviously, with this, we're gonna go with the most, like, the highest rated card, but like, you just think about the strikers that Canada has. They have Jonathan David now, who's playing as a striker for Lille. They have Lucas Cavallini, who's playing for Vancouver Whitecaps. Hasn't had the greatest starts to his season, so maybe you would look next to none other than Kyle Larin. So Kyle Larin played in Orlando City, did so well in the MLS, earned himself a move overseas and joined Beşiktaş in the Turkish league. He didn't really get an opportunity, I'd say, in the Turkish league, but like slowly after that, he eventually, like, he went on loan to Zlatan Waregem, and then he did well there, and then finally earned himself a spot in Beşiktaş this year. And this year he's had a pretty good start to the season as well, scoring lots of goals. You can maybe say that they weren't such great finishes, but still a great, like, their tap-ins, but still, to for a striker to position themselves in front of the net to score a goal, I think they have to be, if a Canadian striker is scoring goals, I think they definitely have to be playing for the national team. Because I don't understand, like, maybe before that's probably why Larin didn't get picked, because he didn't perform that well with his local club or his club. But now he's scoring goals, and I think for sure, come the Nations League and come the next few tournaments we have, the CONCACAF qualifiers and stuff like that, I think Kyle Larin is going to play a huge role in games like those, because you're going to want to rest Jonathan David and maybe Lucas Cavallini for other games. Like, you get Jonathan David for maybe the World Cup qualifiers, and then you have Cavallini for like the CONCACAF games. So that way, like, in terms of depth, Canada has three really good strikers they could choose for those games. So here at the right back. Now, right back, it's the thing, it kind of surprised me, I'd say. Like, Canada hasn't had really good defenders for a very long time. Obviously, now Richie Larea is doing really well for Toronto FC, but I still, like, in FIFA, he hasn't been given the credit he deserves. So we're just going to go with the top. Let's see here. Canada. I think, yeah, it's like, you think about the right backs we've had. So Richie Larea doing really well. Before that, we had Marcus Gadinho, who was a young player playing in Germany and playing in Scotland. Like, he was a young player who everyone thought would be the next right back for us, but we've seen his career kind of go the other way and not really turn out to how he probably wanted it to. And you kind of feel bad for him because of all that stuff, but like, still, like, Richie Larea now is really promising, and I think that he's gonna now take over that right back spot for all of our squads. And then obviously you have Zachary Brault-Goyard, who's playing for the Montreal Impact, and he's doing really well. So maybe he gets a shout. I don't know. So as you can see here, the right back, best Canadian right back, is none other than current York 9 coach Paul Stalteri. Paul Stalteri got this card when he was playing for Borussia Mönchengladbach, so he falls into that spot right now. And you look here, and 77 rating and 71 chemistry for a squad. That's pretty good so far. 4-star ratings, and we still have three more spots to go. So that it's quite promising. Obviously, on the list, we haven't had any center backs show up yet, or any goalkeepers show up yet. So that's the question of where they come in. Obviously, we know that we have a bunch of center backs who've been playing, like Derek Cornelius and Danielle Henry, but in terms of FIFA cards, they haven't gotten higher rated cards. Maybe in the future, Danielle Henry is doing really sorry, not Danielle Henry. Derek Cornelius is doing really well for Vancouver. He's showing that he has a lot of promise. So who knows? Maybe he gets a shout for being Canada's next big defender. So straight off the back here, still there's no center backs in this list here. And then we go to the next page now. This is the fourth page, I think, of Canadian, and still a lot of Hutchinson, Lehr, and Hoilett cards, and finally, David Edgar. David Edgar playing as center back for Forge FC right now, but he got this 73 rated card when he was playing for Burnley. David Edgar, a legend in his own right. He's doing really well for his club right now. Forger, all I think they're in the quarterfinals with a team from Haiti in the CONCACAF League, and everyone thinks that if they push hard, they can make it to the final, and that would do bits. Such like do so well for Canadian soccer because they did well in the CPL and now they're playing in the Canadian Championship final, which is supposed to happen against TFC, but obviously right now we don't know when that is going to happen. But still, yeah, David Edgar doesn't sh is not showing any signs of slowing down really. He's really shored up that Ford's defense, paired up alongside Daniel Crutzen, and they're doing really well together. So you just hope that maybe like his performances now give him a chance in the Canadian national team. Obviously, there's a lot of players from the CPL which you could pick, which Dominic Zator of Cavalry, who everyone thinks is going to go to the championship next year. But then you also have Joel Waterman, who's playing for Montreal Impact right now. And Montreal Impact find themselves right now in the MLS tournament, right, I guess. But they showed that they are capable. They didn't have the greatest start to the season, but once you had injuries to like players like Rod Fanny and Camacho, then Waterman came in and he did pretty well, actually. He himself had an injury, so that's why he missed a lot of games. But for him to get back into that squad, it just needed to be a position opened up. So now going through that list, still no other center back to pair up with David Edgar. The next page, still nothing. A lot of Arfield cards. You got a few Davies. Still nothing, surprisingly. I didn't think Canada was this bad. Oh, finally here, a goalkeeper, Hirschfeld. I don't know exactly what club that is, but Hirschfeld has a 72 rated card. And here on the same page, actually, we can see Maxime Crépeau is the highest rated goalkeeper. So now we're dipping into the silvers, like really deep into the silvers. So Hirschfeld there brings the rating to 81, with 82 chemistry, 4.5 stars. So that's really good. I think the people who are really holding up this rating is Alphonso Davies and Jonathan David. But let's see, Crépeau here. Oh, typed it into the wrong spot, did I? Xavi. Xavi shows up when you type Crépeau. There he is, 71 rated. Oh, you can see his other cards when he used to play for the Montreal Impact in the 50s. But guys, there you have it. That is the best possible squad in FIFA history, I guess, FUT generations that Canada has ever been able to field. Obviously, things are getting better. I don't really expect Canada to have a lot of silver and bronze cards in the years to come, because Canada is showing that they're a promising nation when it comes to soccer, obviously with the CPL now and the national team, and obviously Jonathan David and Alphonso Davies being great ambassadors for Canadian soccer. People are starting to really take notice, and with FIFA cards, like this year was our greatest year ever, as you might have heard of in an earlier episode we did, where you saw that this year, like Alphonso Davies and Jonathan David, their base card were gold, and then you bring in the Atiba Hutchinson as well. That is the first time we've ever had three gold base cards to start off the game. And you just think about next year, who's going to be really good next year? Tejon Buchanan is doing really well. Dane St. Clair, who's playing as a goalkeeper for the Minnesota, for F Minnesota FC, or yeah, Minnesota United. He's doing really well. So you just wonder, like, okay, what kind of card is he gonna get? Is he gonna get any special cards this year? So Canada soccer is on the rise, and I truly think that, things are changing, and like we're really like headed in the right direction, I think. And you just wonder, like, can we handle the pressure, like, now, these young players? Because it takes a lot to make it into that final tournament and beat the US. Like, you look at the United States right now, our biggest competition probably in the CONCACAF tournament, and like they're just people we want to beat. And you look at the US and you look at the players that they're pumping out right now, with Sergiño Dest and Giovanni Reyna and Christian Pulisic. Like, they have been, like, with Major League Soccer, there's always been a platform for those players. So you just hope that now with the CPL and the upcoming tournaments, we can really step to the plate, and Canada can really get more investment and get more people really taking an interest in Canadian soccer. Anyways, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed it, this little thing we did with Futhead, the FUT Generations. But anyways, guys, this show can be heard on Barnburner Radio Network on all of its 122 platforms. Please check us out at barnburner.ca for all of the sports news. Barnburner, watch it, hear it, read it, download it, and live it.